Hello. Some research that was carried out in America a little while ago was looking into what people were afraid of. So, what things made people frightened? And number two in the top 10 was death. So, people were afraid of dying. Number one in that top 10 was public speaking. So, people were more afraid of public speaking than they were of dying. Now, I don't know whether you are more afraid of public speaking than you are of dying. I imagine that, like most people, you feel an anxiety when you have to do a presentation. And the point of this course, the presenter's toolkit, is to give you those tools to help you to be feel really confident when you're delivering, to deliver a presentation that does what it needs to do, that people find interesting and enjoyable and very informative. So we're going to look at structure, we're going to look at delivery, we're going to talk about how to prepare for the room, how to prepare yourself, how to prepare for the audience. We're going to talk about different body language you can use, different language patterns, and so on. So there's an awful lot of content in there. And you don't have to go through it in any particular order or in any particular detail. It's entirely up to you how you dip in and out of the course. And we like to use a process that we call late customization, which is a little bit like the late customization you have when you buy a brand new car. So you buy the basic model, and then as it goes down the production line, you can choose different elements. So you can have different wheels or different trim or different music system or whatever it is that you want that's specific for you. So you can dip in and out of this course in whatever way you find helpful. So if you're a beginner to presentations and you want to just figure out how to prepare and how to plan, then there's lots of content in there for you. If you're a bit more advanced, then there's lots of things around body language that you can apply around using stories, metaphor, about language patterns, and a really, really strong structure that you can apply to any sort of presentation. Because I guess we need to do presentations as part of our jobs increasingly. We're also going to look at how to present online, because I imagine there's lots of online presentations that you're doing nowadays that perhaps you weren't doing not so long ago. So you can dip in and out of the course in whatever order you want to. You don't have to start at the beginning and go through to the end. That's absolutely fine. And you can go back over it anytime you want to because you've got the content forever. So you can do some of it now. You can come back to it at a later date. You can review content you've already done, whichever works for you. Because what the point of this course is, it's a toolkit. You can take the tools out that you want to when you want to use them. So you've got the right tool at the right time for the right job. So I hope you find it useful. I hope you find it informative, and I hope you enjoy it.